Yes, Frank, there's no doubt that when we work on the front line on the things that are faced by our staff, that it can have an adverse impact on some occasions. But at the same time, it's a very rewarding job, and any paramedics that undertake the job will tell you so. But they are faced on a daily basis with situations and instances where most people would not want to be faced with, and it is no surprise to me that, given especially in the context of last week's report that was issued, that 25% of people in Northern Ireland have some kind of a mental illness, that our counselling services are being required more and more often, just as Heather said last night on the TV programme.
And we were talking this morning about the police wearing body cameras. Would paramedics consider cameras being an advantage, or is there a rule or a reason why, from a privacy perspective, you wouldn't be allowed to wear a camera?
Well, I'm not sure about the context of wearing cameras within the ambulance service. We have had approaches from certain commercial organisations to wear cameras on our uniforms to protect, just to provide evidence in case of assaults, but those sort of things would need to go through our process of through our uniform committee, which has got representation of management and staff on it. Sometimes these things can have a disadvantage if people actually see cameras on the legs of, maybe less against the police officer because they're less likely to assault a police officer for wearing a camera, but if they thought that our crews were filming them, it might have an adverse reaction. But that doesn't mean to say we won't consider it within the process that we have within the organisation.
In the meantime, your work continues, and I would like to think that rare are the occasions when the public make it particularly difficult for you.
Oh, absolutely, Frank. You know, we've 190,000 emergency calls every year, and that doesn't take account of the urgent calls and our patient care service interactions, which is about 250,000. So, in almost 500,000 interactions with patients throughout the year, the number of assaults on our staff are too high at 250. But when you take that down as a percentage, you know, it does show that the vast majority of people within the public appreciate the work that we do, are very, very supportive of our staff when they arrive at the scene, and give them every assistance that they can possibly do so.
That is good to hear. John, thank you very much for speaking to us. Thank you. John McPolland from the Ambulance Service.